We start over on campus where last March, UNC freshman Elizabeth Grace Burton died from a fentanyl poisoning incident in a Duke University dorm room. As the opioid epidemic continues to hit college campuses, students are now fighting back, as Jasmine Baker reports for the UNC Media Hub.
In 2023, for the first time in the U.S., fatal overdoses claimed more than 112,000 lives, with young people among the hardest hit. Bella Grume, a friend of Burton, now dedicates her time to spreading awareness of a miracle drug that can reverse an overdose.
There were so many opportunities where both bystanders and some of the medical personnel involved could have administered naloxone and it could have saved her life. So in her legacy, I just want to make sure that as many people as possible know what to do so that something like that is less likely to happen again.
And then you press the plunger down and then you've administered a dose of naloxone.
A lot of people think that it's not something that would happen to them or someone they know, or they wouldn't ever be there. But there have been 3 student and alumni deaths in the past, I think, 18 months. So it is very much a present threat. People shouldn't be scared, but they should be prepared.
Due to the work of former UNC Panhellenic President Cameron Somerville, each sorority is now required to keep a supply of naloxone in-house, with the fraternities following suit.
Coming to campus in December 2020, there was so many news articles about fraternities, and they called it a large-scale drug ring. It just made me think about the topic in itself a little bit deeper. So I started doing my own research, and that's when I first discovered naloxone. It wouldn't affect the average person. So if you give it to someone who's not overdosing, nothing happens. So I started thinking, why is this not in a first aid kit, or why is this not as readily available as a Band-Aid or cough syrup? That's when I got that idea. And then when I came into this role, I felt that it was the perfect opportunity to implement.
Carolina Harm Reduction Union is a student organization that distributes naloxone, fentanyl testing strips, and education about drug overdoses. Co-founder Carolina Clodfelter shares the importance of harm reduction.
How could her death not mean we need a change? How is it okay for us to just stay here and say, let's just keep telling people not to use? Drug use in general is so stigmatized. Whether you know it or not, you're one person removed. It makes people more comfortable sharing their stories, and that is such a big part of what we do, is creating a safe space.
You gotta talk about it like an EpiPen. It's like, oh, just put it wherever you put an EpiPen. It's your big muscle.
I would much rather have somebody alive the next day and feeling that support and the strength to reach out and the strength to do something about it. Can't get better if you're not alive to do that.
I'm Jasmine Baker reporting.
UNC Media Hub is an advanced course in the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. You can get more stories online at mediahub.unc.edu. Down to Chatham County now, where the Chatham County Commissioners recently transferred a few parcels of land to the town of Pittsboro. Former Pittsboro mayor and real estate developer Randy Voller recently talked to 97.9 The Hill. He talked about those transfers and why they are important for the community.
It looks like they're going to be giving some property or land to the town of Pittsboro, including the corners of the historic courthouse square. So if you look at the old map, so it's when you come into Pittsboro, there used to actually be a square. Now you see that historic courthouse in the middle of 15501 or Hillsborough Street. And there are two corners, the northeast and northwest corner, where there are parking lots, one next to Beggars and Choosers and another one next to where the Welcome Center is and businesses right up on the west side of Hillsborough Street. So it looks like they're going to give that to the town, and it's in the Main Street District. So that's pretty cool. It's not going to change anything, but it's certainly going to streamline things as to who actually owns and controls those properties. So I think it'll align things that the town of Pittsboro, and if it's doing, you know, business downtown or outdoor events or allowing people to have music fests or whatever, the town of Pittsboro actually is the one that's controlling the property. It's still public property in the public square. The ownership would change. But also it looks like Pittsboro Parks and Recreation is going to get the old ball field that's near the sheriff's department. And it looks like the Board of Education might have to deed some of that over. So it looks like the town and the county and the Board of Education are cooperating on current and long-term usage of properties for the betterment of the citizens.
Randy Voller speaking there. You can hear that full conversation in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Over to Durham now, where WRAL is reporting some tense moments last night at NC Central University. They were on lockdown for 2 hours late last night. There was a shooting in a residence hall, leaving one person injured, that occurred around 10:15. Lockdown wasn't lifted until shortly after midnight. We have no word on the victim's condition or any suspect details, but police say there is no ongoing threat to campus. Time now for sports, and we continue to look back on the year that was for the UNC men's basketball team. The look back on the year that was and the look ahead to next year start to kind of blend into the same thing the way contemporary college basketball works. A lot of work ahead of Coach Hubert Davis in the coming days. He's conducting exit interviews with his players throughout the week, simultaneously working to construct the roster for next year's team. Here's what Davis had to say on his radio show earlier this week about the work still to be done in the program.
It has to start now. I was telling one of them, it's so different. Like, when I played, when the season was over, and this is a lot of it because of the rules, I saw Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge every day because I stopped by the office, but I never saw them on the court. You weren't allowed to do individual workouts. So when the season ended, the last time I saw Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge on the court was October 15th, the next season. And that's not college basketball right now. It's much different now. It's, you know, individual workouts, it's lifting. And, you know, as I mentioned before, now student athletes have choices now. You know, they have the ability to stay, they can go to the NBA, they can test the waters, they can transfer. And so just to really, you know, honestly have upfront and honest conversations about what they're thinking and their plans to move forward so that we can prepare to put together another team that has great chemistry but also has a chance to do the things that this year's team did.
UNC men's basketball head coach Hubert Davis speaking there on the season's final installment of Hubert Davis Live. More UNC basketball-related news. UNC legend Vince Carter. Reports are coming in that he has been inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame, and that is according to a report from Stadium's Shams Karina. He's the 13th Tar Heel to be elected to the Hall of Fame, and joining him in the class will be Chauncey Billups. Official announcement coming Saturday at the men's Final Four in Arizona. So congratulations to UNC basketball legend Vince Carter. Reports coming in that he will be elected to the Naismith Hall of Fame. Elsewhere in sports, we've had a lot of Tar Heels getting some individual honors. We had a dozen UNC swimmers and divers named All-Americans by College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association of America, led, of course, by diver Aranza Vasquez Montano, the only one on the first team. She got there by winning the 1- and 3-meter springboard national championship. 5 Tar Heels earned academic all-district honors from College Sports Communication, led by Georgia Nell and Boyd Polkey, who earned that award for the second straight year. Over in men's tennis, UNC's Patrick Schoen is your ACC Men's Freshman of the Week after winning singles and doubles matches in each of Carolina's wins over Notre Dame and Louisville. Those wins also propelled UNC up to 22 in the ITA national rankings this week. Looking to baseball now, UNC's Parks Harbor continues to collect hardware from his big hitting week. He had 6 homers in 4 games, and he's now added to the list of accolades, National Hitter of the Week from the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. UNC women's softball is getting set to start a game against UNC Wilmington. They'll be starting that one at 5. And in the pro ranks, the Durham Bulls lost their home opener to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 5-3. They'll try to avenge that loss tonight at 6:35.